up, late bloomers? I had to say it again. I had to say it again.
You have to say that we are off.
That's right, guys.
We need a sign or something with just like pointing to it.
We are off. Maybe that should be our new podcast name. Just We Are Off Podcast.
We are Bye.
We Are Off by Gene and Tom.
And make sure, I mean, we're loving the love. We keep going, I think. And we'll keep going. We'll keep hitting it.
Thank you so much, guys. Don't forget to like, subscribe, whatever.
Comment, share it. We don't even know that part yet.
All right. I don't even know what the fuck Spotify works. But
we'll figure it out.
Leave us a good review. All right.
We appreciate it.
Download our shit and listen to us.
Yep. Big week, Gene. We got election week.
Election week.
Trump, Biden, everything. Are you getting all those fucking texts on, like, make sure you go and vote. You got the sticker. You got the fucking
I'm just getting bugged every day. It's like a new phone call.
Yeah.
Hey, did you vote? Hey, did you vote? Hey,
Bye.
Did you vote?
Like, I don't want to talk about it. Leave me alone. Right. Okay.
I think it goes by the way your political, like, you fill out whatever, right?
Oh, and then you say like your political Google searching, views. Maybe? You think it's like they go off your...
So I think if you register as, let's say, a Democrat or a Republican, then a Republican or a Democrat party, someone from the party hits you up and says, hey, make sure you vote, because obviously they want the vote.
Right. Or the other one wants to persuade you to go the other way.
Right.
That's crazy. It's funny, too, is I was driving here in Hollywood to this big Trump rally, which is shocking in Hollywood. It's on Beverly Hills and
Hollywood. I didn't know they had those out here.
I didn't either. It was crazy. I drove through it, and I'm not going to lie, there's some gorgeous girls, and which is
I love
shocking.
You are a horny bro, man, Tom.
What can I say?
This man's driving through a Trump rally in L.A., and all he's thinking about is like, oh, yeah, that girl's hot.
She's hot. Oh, bro, we're
that
still...
Girl's, look at that ass.
You don't think that? Bro, come on.
Look at the tits on that Trump supporter.
Bro, I've seen your ass dry. Don't tell me you're not doing that shit.
Hey. To each his own. So I actually, based off of that, I'm kind of curious. Would you date someone that has the opposite political view as you?
That's exactly what I was thinking. I was like, she's so hot, but what if she was like hard? Like hard on you. I don't really
like hardcore right
or left, whichever way you go. And
well, you said you were at a Trump rally.
So I'm hardcore right.
Okay.
And it made me think of exactly that question. It's like, could I, even if she's hot, right? Even if she had a lot of clout and or money, could you get through all those beliefs on going through
if
that?
If you were someone that was severely left,
yeah, whichever.
Right?
Yeah. If you just don't agree for whichever reason.
Right.
What do you
honestly
think?
I don't know. I love how you just like deflected the question. Re-asked my question back to me.
That is how you do it, guys. I want you to listen to that debate.
True politician right here.
I mean 20 fucking 40, I'm gonna go for it.
I think that it's okay, so let's say if someone's like insanely one direction and I'm the insane other direction.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be tough. I feel like that would be tough, but like if everything else we got along.
Right.
I love the girl.
Right.
She's gorgeous. She raised my kids right.
Yeah.
Everything else works.
Yeah.
I love her personality.
Nice.
I can't say no to that.
Yeah. I think I'm the
same
way.
No two people are always going to agree on everything.
Well, that would be a boring relationship.
Right.
Would you do that? Sure. Yeah.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
Uh-huh. Right. Right. But so there has to be some like friction. I agree.
How do you think you would handle it?
I'm very similar to you. I don't know. But when you said parenting, that was like interesting. Because what if their beliefs made you go a completely different parenting style?
Oh, like they don't want a vaccine and you want a vaccine or something like
vaccine,
that.
Vaccine, maybe like, I don't know.
Okay. So I think there's a level of the extreme,
right?
And
right.
Like, we were going to talk about this later, but I actually just want to talk about it now.
Yeah.
Like, I am for gay marriage, right?
Right.
You do your thing.
Yep.
I don't care.
Yep.
But what if the girl you're dating is like anti-gay marriage? How are you going to handle that?
I think it's
one thing to talk about politics. It's a whole nother thing to talk about something like
hardcore
like that.
It's not the belief of anti-gay marriage that repulses me. It's more of like, why does she think that? Does she not believe that everybody deserves love?
Okay.
Or is she,
that's a good point.
And that's what I disagree with. It's not the fact that it's like the byproduct of a bigger belief.
Okay, so oftentimes when it's topics such as that, it always goes back to God and religion,
right?
So what if this girl is a severe Christian?
Yeah.
Right. And she says, oh, in the Bible,
they
say marriage is between a woman and a male.
Yeah.
Or a woman,
man,
a man,
and a woman.
Man and a woman.
It's in like Leviticus
male.
Or something.
Yeah. Right. So what are you going to say to that?
I usually walk away after that because I know that I'm not going to persuade you. And the fact that you won't support, because what if I had like a gay friend who was just
right.
And I get along great. I don't care. But she's like, no, you can never see them again because they're gay. I'm like, that's ridiculous.
Okay, but that's
what they would act like.
Would they?
If they're that hardcore religion, they would be like, they would shun any of that.
They would say no seeing them again? Marriage. Like, you can't even.
I've seen.
Really?
Because I went to a private Catholic school. And you get a lot of that, right? So, obviously, on the West Coast, it's completely different than, like, more, like, Midwest, Southern beliefs. Right. But it's still, I think I would walk away. What do you think? If it was like that. Because there's plenty of other hot girls with great personalities, right?
Yeah, but I'm assuming you have this like amazing. I'm assuming this isn't a girl at a bar that you just met, right? Let's say you've been dating this girl for a while. Mm-hmm. To be honest, I feel like getting that type of connection with the girl is very hard. And if everything else is perfect, and she doesn't stand up for gay marriage, I mean, it's a tough question. And I, as pro gay marriage as I could possibly be,
just always in WeHo.
I think I would say I would try to make it work.
Wow, that's ambitious,
okay,
man.
But let's say it's something that affects you. Let's say it's abortion, right?
You are
connecting with the girl. Mm-hmm. One night you forget to use a condom.
Yep.
And you jizz inside of her.
Yeah.
I love the visual.
Well, let's paint a picture. Put it right here
for
you.
Love the visual. And you come inside of her.
Yeah.
And she tells you, hey, by the way, I was wondering what your views are on abortion.
After I come inside her.
Yes.
She's going to ask me
Yes. And she's like, by the way.
Really quick.
I'm anti-abortion. Okay. So this girl is pro-life.
Okay.
How do you handle that?
Oh, I see.
And do you continue seeing this girl?
I would prefer her telling me that ahead of time. Number one.
Okay.
Number two. Oh, man.
She's like, nope, I'm not taking a plan B.
Yeah. I would be... Oh, man, that would be tough, man. I don't know. I feel like I would know in that moment if I would get furious or walk away or not. But my intuition is telling me if I really care about her and our connection and our vibe is amazing... I would probably go through it with her, but...
You would just make sure to use a condom next
100%,
time.
100%, yeah.
Gotcha.
And just pray that nothing stuck.
Right, Man.
What do you think?
These are tough questions.
Because don't you have a buddy that's, like, really right? And then, like,
I do. So, I have a buddy, and his girl is, like, very, very, very Democrat. And and her parents want... I think her father is Hispanic.
Okay.
She looks white, but she's Hispanic. Half Hispanic, right?
Yeah.
And the guy is like the most right Trump supporter you could possibly ever meet, right?
Wow.
Like pro-life, right? Yeah. Like everything, like insanely right? But he's not necessarily religious. I think he's just like one of those like hardcore. Yeah. He's from
not like a redneck. Like,
yeah, he's from Arizona, so he's just like a hardcore. Yeah. Like I like my guns and I like my. babies. Right?
I love my guns and my trucks and my babies.
All exactly. Right. And my myth. No, but
they
like,
all work together. Yeah.
But like seriously.
Yeah.
And the girl, I've noticed, the guy is very headstrong.
Yeah, yeah.
The girl, even though she's severely left,
she
still kind of budges to him. And if he says something, she kind of goes like, okay, yeah, sweetie.
Do you think that's sustainable? You think, like, maybe they're in that new phase?
Yes, if everything else works out.
Okay.
But I don't, in this case, I don't think it's going to work out because it seems like every decision they make, like, down to abortion, to, like, what they eat, is his choice. And I feel like at some point...
It seems very old school.
Yeah, it kind of is. You know? And he's very old school, you know? And he has those old school beliefs as well.
Yeah.
You know, like...
And you could never do that. Not to that degree.
Not to, in the business that I'm in with the viewpoints that I have, I don't think that would work for me.
So let's go back to the original rally.
Don't get me wrong. Again, it still goes back to like, if I have a connection with someone, that's very tough.
So could you, hypothetically, if you were a Biden supporter and you're like, well, that girl's gorgeous and she's a Trump supporter.
Right.
I
would make it work.
But there's a severity to it, is what
you're
saying.
There is a severity to it, but, like, I would try to make it work because I'm assuming every other thing is perfect.
Right.
Now, let's say she doesn't look good. She's got a shit personality. And we have opposite political views. Okay, that's a completely different story. That's deuces. It probably would have never even gotten to that point, But like, if everything else is great, she's raising my children right, that's a big factor for me, right?
Yeah.
She's gorgeous. She's got a great personality. Yeah. Then for me, it's hard to judge the other things.
Right. So let's just say outside, I agree with you 100%. Let's say outside of politics and religion, what if just like different views in life? Because we just saw... late last week that Lana Rhodes and Mike Malak broke up.
Right.
And the reason that Mike gave was she is very like traditional and like she wants that house with the fence and the whole thing. And Mike
which
is
funny
not.
Coming from a porn star, but it's and, that's
but
that's just
put a persona on the camera. And right. Thing,
like we all have that. Yeah. So I get that. Yeah.
But Mike's very not that. He's very much more kind
so
of
Mike's like hardcore influencer, like he...
He's like late 30s, still figuring it out.
Late 30s, but like mid-30s, I think. 36, he's like 35, I thought. Okay. Anyways, he's trying to figure stuff out, and he's like always on the go, it seems like.
Right.
Whereas in Lana was more like, hey, let's get a place together. Yeah. You know, let's maybe have a kid soon. Let's think about marriage.
Yeah. She's already got money. She's good on money.
Where do you stand on this, by the way? Are you more on the let's go, Mike?
Yeah.
Or are you more on the I want to start a family?
You know what's interesting is I grew up on Lana's mentality for 20-something years. And that's all I
wanted.
And
everyone in your neighborhood in Minnesota,
and the whole fucking thing, right?
Yeah.
Who felt a lot like that. And I think Lana's from Chicago. She has that Midwest kind of morale.
Okay.
And
see, I consider Chicago like a bigger city. But yeah,
but
I get what you're saying.
It's Midwestern values.
Yeah, I get that.
And I was I was set on just like, you meet one early, you married, kids, job, and you're done.
Right.
Then I move here, and it's like...
And it's the exact opposite.
Completely flipped.
So it flipped for you as well. I've always been the... And I think this is a male thing.
Yeah.
It's honestly, it is. Probably. Compared to provider versus nurturer.
Right.
But I severely... lean on Mike's side here, right?
Okay.
Like we're gonna come up together and we're gonna work hard together and we're gonna go our paths.
Yeah.
We're still gonna live together. We still love each other. We're gonna enjoy our success together.
Right.
But we do our own thing, right?
Right.
And for me, if a girl that I really got along with at my current age and my willingness to settle down right now, I don't think that would work.
Yeah, I mean you're still pretty young.
Right.
But again, it
goes back to that question, right? She's perfect.
Yeah.
Everything else is
great. Lana, great. I mean, she got money. She got looks. She seems really nice and sweet.
Right.
I mean, for him to walk away from that, that must have been tough.
Right.
And I don't know if I could do that.
And knowing, and to be honest, let's be real, Lana could get another Mike tomorrow.
I think Mike could get another Lana, though. I think his game is pretty good.
Mike can get another Lana. Lana is like...
I mean, that was literally, Logan set him up beautifully for that.
Right.
But I mean, he has clout and money and he's got a lot of shit going for him. But you're right. I mean, to get to that degree.
I think Lana can get any like male athlete she wants.
Yeah.
I think she can get any high status, like Hollywood producer.
But do those athletes think like Mike?
Do those athletes think like
Mike? Will they think like Mike or they think like her? Like in terms of like life.
I think athletes think like Lana in terms of family. But in terms of sports, they're very devoted to their sport.
Right.
But if you've ever noticed, like guys like LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, like a lot of these
Kobe,
a lot of these people, right? They start families insanely young.
Yeah, they
have their kids at like 20, 22.
I think Kobe was with Vanessa for
that was
20s,
his
right?
That was his high school sweetheart, I believe.
He met her at 18 at a club, I think.
Something
and
like
he was 21, 22. Yeah.
Right. So, you know, it just... works out.
It's crazy, yeah.
Right?
So what if you were in Mike's spot? What would you do? You had Lana sitting in front of you.
You got one of the most attractive girls, and it seems like loyal, though she's, again...
very faithful.
She's a porn star.
Yeah.
But honestly, I would probably... This is hard, but
it's hard. That's what I'm saying.
I think I would... at some point, it would get exhausting for the girl. For me... to accept the fact that the girl's like relationship, marriage, house together.
Yeah.
So that was like one of her ultimatums for him.
Right.
Was
the house.
We need to move into a house together. Let's buy a house together.
And he had a pretty good gig with Logan right up the street from here.
He lives with Logan.
Yeah.
And that would really fuck things up for them.
Yeah. Yeah, right? I mean, the whole dynamic of the whole podcast and all their shit. So, right. So do you look for that? Do you, like, say you're talking to a girl for the brand new time at a bar, club. Do you feel that,
no,
like...
That's not what I'm looking at, yeah. But I
some
will
some people
start...
value that over... Like, right. I have very Jewish friends who, like, she has to be Jewish first and then everything else. Rather than, I think you and I are more, like, everything, like, charisma, humor, personality, looks. Oh, she happens to be...
Right.
Muslim. She happens to be Latina. She had, right?
Yeah. I mean, to me, all of that stuff doesn't really
right.
matter.
Right.
But there are people that look for that specific thing.
Ahead
and,
of time, yeah.
And honestly, that's probably going to be better on for them if they're looking for
long-term.
Something more long-term.
Right.
But also, you and I are like, we're not young, but we're younger.
Right. Right.
And we're very young in terms of our dating careers.
Right. Right. Right.
Right. Because we are late bloomers, right?
Podcast episode.
And, because of that reason, I think we're more kind of a shotgun method of
right.
just kind of talk to everyone, filter it out, have sex with them, have sex with them multiple times, develop feelings, hang out with them once you develop feelings, and then being
and
like,
okay,
can I see myself dating this
person? And I think personally, obviously, I think that's the wiser move because you really find out what you like. Yeah. You really find out what... By due to volume, you really figure out, like, I love this quality. I really don't. I love, and you kind of put it all together. And then you meet one who, like, checks a lot. She might lack one or two, but she checks from everything that you learn through experience.
Right.
She gets that.
Right.
And I think my parents told me that, too. They're like, one and done's are not that likely to work out.
Yeah.
But that's just my opinion. What do you think about that?
Like, I think this is one episode where it's very hard to give advice, right? Because it's like, to each their own in this specifically, because like we're talking about political views.
Yeah.
Like, who are we to tell anyone, like, believe this, believe that, support this person, support this president, right?
Yeah.
So it's very different for us. And I think this completely depends on the viewer themselves.
Right.
I'm telling you how I look at it.
Right.
And for me, I look for the connection, the love, the individual person first, and then I look at the views.
Yeah.
But
me
if
too.
You are
me
religious,
too.
If you're very Christian and this person's Buddhist,
it's
not going to work
gonna
out, right?
So I want to hear what you guys think. Have you ever dated somebody who had completely opposite views of you and it worked out or it didn't? You had a Lana and Mike situation or you had a completely religious disbelief position as well. Let us know what you guys think. DM us. My Instagram is Tom_CarlsonC.
I'm Gene W. Park.
Thank you guys so much for listening. Make sure to comment, subscribe, share it. We'd love to know what you guys think.
Peace.